Rajesh and Peter are unskilled, broke, and desperate. They turn to a life of crime, but realize to their horror that even that needs a little skill. Lotus FM presents Crime Newbies by Sitabile Mkhize.
I'll answer that later.
No, go ahead, answer it. I'll go order a pizza to make up for the terrible meal I made us.
Peter, please tell me good news. I can only take good news right now.
The job is done.
Done? Oh, thank you. Oh, that's the best news I have ever heard in my life.
I nearly cried when I heard the news.
So what happens now?
We'll meet him tomorrow at the same place with the money.
I'm done with this whole thing. The last plan I will ever make will be the exit strategy. Meet tomorrow at 11 to discuss it.
Sounds like a plan.
And Peter?
Yeah?
Thanks for not bailing on me at any point.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Good morning.
Morning. Wow. Are you allowed to look this beautiful first thing in the morning?
Stop it.
No, seriously. I think it might actually be against the law. How long have you been up?
Not long. I wanted to make breakfast, but I have completely lost my cooking confidence.
It's my turn to cook you something.
Aren't you going to answer that?
No. I don't want anything to interrupt this perfect moment.
Are you sure? Whoever it is seems to really want to talk to you.
I'm 100% sure. Come, let's go make breakfast. So, what do you usually have for breakfast?
What I usually have for breakfast is coffee.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know, but you saw my cooking skills last night. I think eating my own breakfast would be unhealthier than just having caffeine.
Then what do you want for breakfast? Your wish is my command.
I don't know. Surprise me.
I'll make you a full English breakfast. How about that?
Are you trying to fatten me up?
They do say that a little meat on the bones is a sign of being taken care of.
You're a weirdo.
I'm your weirdo.
You're in a very good mood today.
My girlfriend is beautiful. I'm free. Life is good.
Whoa, that is some intense knocking. Aren't you going to answer the door?
Don't you want to wait for me in the bedroom?
No. Why?
I really think you should go to the bedroom and hide in the wardrobe.
What's wrong? What did you do?
Just go.
No!
Open the door, Rajesh.
Thank goodness. Everything's fine. It's Peter.
Finally. What the hell is wrong with you?
Now can you tell me what's going on?
Oh, I didn't realize you had company.
Yeah, you were too busy acting like a maniac outside my door.
Somebody answer my questions.
I'm sorry, babes. I just overreacted to my cousin's prank, that's all.
Yes, a prank. That's what it was.
I don't believe you. The way you reacted was not normal. Are you in some sort of trouble?
No. I didn't act strangely. I thought there was a madman at the door. Of course, my first reaction was to protect you.
The look on your face, it was sheer terror.
Oh, you're reading too much into this. Everything is fine.
Can I talk to you for a minute? Alone.
We can go into my room.
Are you serious right now?
What now? I can't talk to my cousin without your permission anymore?
Peter, tell me the truth. Should I be worried about you guys?
No. We're fine.
I'm calling Daddy.
No. Why would you do that?
He can help you with whatever you're going through. I know he can be a hard ass, but he would help me with anything if I ask.
Your father is the problem we have.
Peter!
What?
Okay, listen. I don't have the patience or the time to deal with this little lover's tiff. Rajesh, we're in trouble. We're in real big trouble.
What do you mean?
You know Carl, the guy we hired to do the job? He betrayed us.
You called me yesterday. You said everything went well.
That was a lie. He took the address that we gave him and negotiated a different deal with Deegan Mudley.
Oh no!
What? What deal did he make?
How can you be so sure?
I went out partying all night yesterday, you know, to celebrate, and when I come home early this morning, as I park the car in the parking lot, I see Carl on my balcony with a gun.
That doesn't mean anything. He could have just been waiting to talk to you about something.
And then he started shooting at me. He must have made a deal with Mudley to kill the people who are trying to kill him.
Oh, the junkie!
I told you not to trust him.
Oh, you were right. I'm such an idiot.
The only thing that matters now is what are we going to do about it?
You have a price on your head?
It's just one guy. One physically weak guy against the two of us. I say we find the gun we lost and take him out before he takes us out.
It's not that simple. If this Mudley guy is paying one person to kill you, you can rest assured there are a bunch of people who are more qualified and better equipped.
Wait. Are you saying there are multiple people trying to kill us?
Probably.
No. No way. No way this is happening. I refuse to believe that things can go this wrong.
Why were you hiring someone to do the job in the first place? You're the one who told me that the first rule of this profession is to cast your net of acquaintances wide, but only allow a few people in your business.
Yeah, Rajesh. Why did you deviate from your original strategy?
You know what? I'm so sick and tired of your little snide remarks. All you ever do is complain and whine, but you never come up with solutions. Why don't you tell me what to do since you're so good at figuring out everything that is wrong with the world? Use your wisdom and wit to get us out of this situation. Will you?
I had a solution days ago. My solution was not to lie to the biggest criminal boss in the country, you idiot.
Wait, what?
Shoot.
I can explain.
Good. Because the thoughts going through my mind sound crazy, even to me.
First of all, I want you to know that my feelings for you, this thing that we have between us, is the most real and beautiful thing that has ever happened to me in my life. I love you with all my heart and everything in my being.
Just say it!
I lied to you. I'm not an assassin.
I'm confused. I understand how you could fool me, but how could you fool my father? He specifically looked for you, tracked you down for that stupid job of his. I was the middleman for weeks as you guys negotiated the deal.
That's the thing. The person you were speaking to for all that time, it wasn't me.
What?
You got caught by James in the house. Any thought that we were the assassin, and, well, we just went with it.
Then, who are you?
I'm me.
You're a liar!
Please, I'm sorry. Please, just let me explain.
Don't ever talk to me again.
Marisha! If you go now, we won't make it. If we don't talk about this now, we'll never make it.
You don't get it. I don't want us to make it. I'm breaking up with you. And I don't want to see you again.
Marisha!
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going after her.
Are you insane? We have a price on our heads.
I don't care. She's the love of my life.
She doesn't want to talk to you. At least give her some time.
I don't care.
Rajesh!
Whoa. That's a lucky coincidence.
James, how did you get in here?
Someone let me in downstairs. What's the big boss's daughter doing here?
I can't talk. I have to go.
What the hell is going on?
I don't even know where to start.
Start at the beginning.
It's none of your business, okay?
Don't talk to me like that, okay?
Sorry, but I can't play this game with you today. I have too much on my mind.
Is Rajesh coming back soon? I need to talk to him.
Damned if I know. He didn't explain himself as he ran out the door.
Does the big boss know about their friendship?
You planning on snitching? It doesn't even matter anymore, man.
Well, then answer me.
Why did you come here? Is the big boss back?
No, he's not back yet. I came here to talk to you about Rajesh's offer to be part of your team. I dismiss your idea too quickly. I think working with you before telling the boss might actually help him realize that I am ready for more responsibility. What? What's funny?
This would have been great news 24 hours ago. Today is just a cruel joke.
I don't understand.
I don't expect you to understand. I barely understand myself.
Does it have to do with Marisha? Is something wrong?
No, she's fine. The precious Marisha is fine. Why does it seem like the whole world revolves around her?
You seem like you have a problem with her.
I promise you, I don't care enough to have a problem with her.
But you are upset with her.
Please stop your spying. There is nothing to tell the big boss.
I'm not spying on you. You can relax.
Fine.
How long do you think Rajesh will be?
Oh, this whole thing you are proposing is not going to happen. You should just go home.
Why you keep trying to kick me out? It's almost like you have something to hide.
Or maybe I just don't like your company, and I'm really not in the mood to pretend.
Well, I'm not going anywhere until I speak to Rajesh.
We don't need you to be part of our crew anymore. Rajesh will tell you the same thing.
I want to hear it from him.
Why?
Because he's your boss, and he's the one with the vision. I want to hear it from him.
Vision. Rajesh.
Marisha, Marisha. Please wait.
Stop following me, Rajesh. If that is even your name.
Look, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, I'm sorry. But you can't throw away everything we have because of one mistake.
One mistake? Our very relationship is based on a lie. How can I ever trust you again?
Can I ask you one thing? Do you believe that I love you?
That's beside the point.
No, no, no. It's the only point that matters. Listen, things are getting really bad for me. And it looks like I'm going to have to leave Durban. I want you to come with me.
Are you even hearing me? Am I speaking English?
I'm begging you. Please. Please come with me. We can figure this out.
How could I ever think that you were the man I was talking to for all those weeks? You're delusional, Rajesh. And I don't want anything to do with a man dumb enough to say a thing like that to me. Don't follow me!
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. He's been laughing like this for the last 10 minutes. I think he's losing his mind.
You need to go, James.
What's going on? Is there something the big boss should know about?
You can tell the big boss that... Oh man, my mind is too tired to come up with a lie. Tell him what you want, but you need to leave now.
Now wait a minute. I'm not going anywhere until I get the answers.
Go! Peter, will you get it together and help me get this guy out?
This whole thing, our lives... They are so crazy, it's actually hilarious.
Ha ha ha. Now come help me.
The big boss could help you.
Go!
What now?
There's only one thing to do. We must run away.
That was what I was afraid you would say.
You won't be able to go to your flat to get clothes or some of your stuff.
I must give up my video games? The cherry on top of an already terrible situation. Where are you going?
Taking a nap.
Now.
I need to rest to build the stamina I'll need to run for my life.
They could walk in here any minute.
I told the security downstairs to be on the lookout.
Security guard, you're putting our lives in the hands of an underpaid security guard.
See you later, Peter.
Thank you for joining us for Crime Newbies by Sitabile Mkhize. Join us again tomorrow at the same time for more great entertainment.